I now ask the candidates to be confirmed to please rise. Dear Bishop Burbage, I present to you our sons and daughters who are candidates for the sacrament of confirmation. Under the guidance of their parents, catechists, and sponsors, and with the prayerful support and encouragement of this parish, they have been prepared to continue their initiation into the body of Christ, the Church, which was begun at their baptism. I ask that you lay hands upon them and anoint them with the sacred chrism, sealing them with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And now I ask you, the community gathered here, to show your support and acceptance of these candidates with your applause.
Thank you, Father Saunders, for officially presenting these candidates for the Sacrament of Confirmation. I had the chance to meet with them before Mass today and ask them many questions about our Catholic faith, and indeed, they are well prepared. So, first of all, a word of thanks to you, their dear parents. When you brought them to the font to have them baptized, you promised the Lord that you would be the first teachers of your children in the ways of faith. And obviously, you've kept that promise, because here they are tonight to be confirmed and fully initiated in that Catholic faith. I'm sure, dear parents, the Lord is well pleased with all of you. And dear sponsors, how honored you must feel that these young people see something special in you, in the way you live and practice your faith, that they've asked you to help them to do the same. And we thank you for accepting this great responsibility. And dear candidates, we certainly thank your priests and teachers and catechists and all who have played a special role in leading you in this most joyful night in your life. Dear candidates, there's a commercial on TV. I don't know if you have seen it or not. It shows a Special Olympics race. And during the race, one of the participants falls. And with that, the other participants come back and they pick him up and they lock arms and they cross the finish line together. I think that's a very beautiful image that helps us to remember why we are here on earth. We all share the same finish line, the same final destination and goal, to one day live with God forever in heaven. And tonight, you are reminded of how we progress in that goal, what it is we must do. Love God with all your heart and soul. Love one another as yourself. And be faithful. Be faithful to the commands and ways of God that are radically different than what the world speaks to you. And isn't that what you're about to pledge? Soon you're going to stand in the presence of all these people who love you, God's presence, and you're going to renew your baptismal promises, really saying to the Lord, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you. I will be that person you have called me to be, and I will live the faith we proudly profess." But you know, I'm sure at school, in your community, that's not always easy, is it? To do what's right and holy, pure, and just. Sometimes I bet you have to pay a price for it. You might have to separate yourself from the crowd. You might be teased and even rejected. It's not easy, but it's always possible with the strength that God gives you. He's the one who said to his disciples and says to you this evening, do not be afraid. I am with you always. And in just a few moments, you are going to see the sign of that promise. When I will soon outstretch my hands, call down the Holy Spirit upon you and anoint you with the sacred chrism. You leave here tonight externally looking the same, as if you're the same person. But you're not. You are radically changed with the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Stay close to the Lord. Say your prayers every day, every morning, every night. Be here every week so God can enlighten you with His Word, feed you with His own body and blood. As you continue this journey, this race, be assured that in Christ you have everything you need. And you know how hard we try to do what is right and to live our faith, whether we're young or old. Sometimes we fall. And the Lord reminds you tonight that in addition to His presence, there are very special people He places in your life who are always there to help to pick you up. Your parents, grandparents, family members, priests, and friends. Thank God for them. Rely on their help. And maybe tonight, as a family, we can even reassure one another that we are there for each other. Assure each other of the love that we have. Dear young friends in Christ, sometimes the Lord will ask you to be the one to pick others up. Did you hear that beautiful reading tonight from St. Paul? Reminding us of a message that I think our world needs to hear more than ever. That we're one body. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And nothing should divide us. We should reverence each other as temples of the Spirit and treat each other, even those who disagree with us, with dignity and respect. And you know, if you look around, I bet, at school every day, in your neighborhood maybe, if you look carefully, there's someone in your midst who has fallen and needs your help. It may be someone who feels like everyone else is ignoring him or her. Maybe they're down on themselves. Maybe they're struggling with some family issues or problems. And the Lord sends you to that person. And you lift them up by your kindness, by your compassion, by your good deeds. And I've heard many wonderful things about you, of how you do that, of how you help others. Please renew tonight your commitment to be that person. Soon you will come forward at this Mass to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. As you come down the aisle tonight, say a little prayer. Say, Lord, give me the grace always to be the person you call me to be and to live the faith we proudly profess, so that one day I will cross that finish line and live with you forever. For He is the Lord who sends you forth this evening as His faithful witnesses, as His newly confirmed, and says, do not be afraid. I am with you always. God bless you and protect you. Amen.